I think. John, thank you so much for the call. We've been doing a lot of Halloweening, but as I mentioned at the outset of the show, the convergence of all these things, including our full moon tonight and the weird weather. Eve of Election Eve is coming up this weekend. And
yeah, well, this is a definitely spooky angle, what I'm going to pass on to you. And if you get too scared, boy, I don't know. But it is a little spooky, though, I'll tell you that. I warn you right now. I learned recently that CNN, for example, to maintain that their opinion polls are fair, will ensure that half of the people they poll are Bush supporters and half are Kerry supporters. It only makes sense, right? Well, there's a big problem with that. If you have 99.9% of Americans vehemently opposed to everything Kerry represents to this planet Earth, you'd never know it, because it's always going to be 50-50. The way I look at it is there's really only two kind of people in this world when we're talking about our political affairs. You got the people out there that are committed to maintaining freedom through open expressions, freedom of speech, let's say, to protect the rights of the individual through justice itself. And then you have the other people who mostly through just ignorance and very rarely, if almost never maliciously, support tyranny through censorship. And it's very interesting when you apply that kind of reasoning to our political state of reality today. A couple quick examples. The FBI, I think we've had this discussion months ago perhaps, but the FBI, you know, they say that General Ahmad funded the mastermind ringleader Muhammad Atta. This is the primary terrorist funder to the terrorist attack. It's not a left-winger view from the FBI. That's just what the evidence dictates. But people are fearful of it because this General Ahmad turns out to be, you know, at the White House 2 days prior to 9/11. So that's the nature of truth there. And if you're committed to freedom, you would be committed to justice and committed to supporting those FBI officers. Another example of truth in our world is Bush told us that Saddam refused to let the inspectors in, and that's why the war started. Clearly, that never happened, and nobody in the world would suggest that that was the case. But yet, after he repeatedly stated that falsehood, a lie, if you will, our national news media refused to acknowledge his mistake, his fallibility, as we all are fallible. And lastly, I mean, again, getting back to this nature of truth and really only being two kinds of people in this world, and again, like I say, the people who support tyranny very rarely do it maliciously, but I mean, MSNBC, Jim Mikulski, he's provided the presidential directive documents signed by the president himself, coming from Condoleezza Rice's office, outlining a strategy to invade Afghanistan, dated 2 days prior to 9/11, predicated, the whole strategy is predicated on blaming bin Laden as a terrorist, but providing no evidence to back up the allegation. If you provide no evidence, this thereby guarantees that they're going to be able to get into Afghanistan, whether bin Laden played a part in 9/11 or not. They do not want
any... At
that
point, we had plenty of evidence against bin Laden because Clinton was after him for...
Well, but that's part of their strategy. They can't blame him for any terrorist crime he had been a part of prior to 9/11. Like, they could have said, well, you were part of the Kabul bombing, and therefore the Taliban, as Muslim fundamentalists, would say, okay, well, here's your man. We have to hand him over to you because
there was room to go after bin Laden in the early days of the Bush administration because he had been a target
for
our intelligence agencies way before that.
Absolutely. And the thing about it is, it's very diabolical. It's recognizing that they do not want not a shred of evidence against them because this is going to guarantee their invasion. But the problem with that, of course, therefore it means that they have no interest in following the crime scene leads at the real murder scene. Because if you get anything...
What you're saying is it was an attempt to get into this... war against bin Laden or against terror earlier than one might have expected.
Yeah, 2 days. And the General Ahmad, who funded the mastermind ringleader, Muhammad Atta, was with the Bush administration 2 days prior to 9/11, and he's the individual that Bush sends to the Taliban to inform them that there is no negotiations and no evidence will be brought against him for the allegations that are being made. So again, whether he played a part in it or not didn't matter. He would plead not guilty if he's told we're not providing any evidence. And as fundamentalists, as Islamic fundamentalists, this is part of their religious teaching, is that you do not under any circumstances persecute those you understand to be innocent. And the only way to know who's guilty of a criminal offense is through evidence. And it's not a left-wing theory or a right-wing theory. That's what all American cop dramas are all about, you know.
Point well taken, John. I appreciate your